נחילום אל קפל. מנו מדאו פלמנטינו מאוצ'ינו מודיע להאום נחילום אל קפל הקונטריבוצי ותחום ולפתית לשאי נאפו שכנו סף נחילום אל קפל. ċaċwire pora mikrofonu u għaldar buħra tħalna f-sensila ġdida, sensila li nittama taħti għost li s-semija taħna bħalma taħt għost sanfason li kenna għal tanċur s-sena li għaddiet uftit l-ewwel ġimgħa ta' din s-sena. Ma nistax ma nħarris lura u nirringrazzja lil daw kollha li l-ewwel qed ħadu sehem f-sanfason imma aktar u iktar lil daw kollha li semgħu il-programm. Nirringrazzjakom mhux biss li segwejtuh, ma nirringrazzjakom ukoll li għamiltu l-ġudizzji tagħkom u ħafna minnhom kollha ngħid kienu pożittivi u allura meta jsir hekk il-ħaġa ssir interattiva. Jiġifieri il-programm għalkemm jitlaq bħalma ngħidu dejjem minn xi ħsieb ta' xi ħadd f'dal-każ tiegħi li qed nipproduċih, imma mill-banda l-oħra jirranka, jirkeb u jsuqisu dak il-ballun tal-borra imma tiskanta kemm kien hemm input minn ħafna u ħafna nies bosta minnhom bil-qalb u b'ċerta interess għal dak li huwa Wirt Malti u l-relazzjoni ma' Franza hija parti kbira mill-Wirt Malti li biżmien kenna inkabbru is-sensiela minn waħda tħanna fit-tnejn fiż-żmien fil-qrib kapaċi noħorġu sensiela oħra ta' sanfason li tiġbor iżjed informazzjoni minn mindu s-sensiela weblet li kulħadd ifittex ir-relazzjonijiet tagħna bejn Malta u Franza. Nieqfu hemmhekk fuq sanfason għax il-programm il-ġdid huwa tneħħilhom il-kappell. Nibdew tneħħilhom il-kappell b'żewġ siltiet sorpriża qed jinstamaw għall-ewwel darba imdaqqin fil-fatt mill-String Quartet tal-Istitut tal-Istudji tal-Mediterran fl-Università ta' Malta, immexxi minn Dr. Simon Merċija li fil-fatt għeni ħafna sabiex illaħqu għal dan il-programm dawn iż-żewġ siltiet, Salve Sancta Parens u Sonata Vivace. Nittamar dawn il-bġtejq sar jagħmlulkom it-toma biex nissuktaw il-programm fil-linja normali tiegħu, ġifieri tisimgħu kif se tkun is-sensiela wkoll. Mbagħad l-intervista famuża li għandna ma' professur Awstraljan li qed jirrestawra din it-tip ta' mużika. Ħaniġi għal suġġett neħilhom il-kappell. U għennet għaliex għandna neħulhom il-kappell lil dawn in-nies. Inneħulhom il-kappell għaliex ħutna Maltin, għaliex taw kontribut, għaliex ħassew vokazzjoni jew derilhom li t-talent tagħhom għandu jiġi apprezzat u minħabba f'hekk f'dan il-kontribut aħna llum inħarsu nirriflettu, forsi nikkritikaw ukoll ma' ċerti nies li jiġu hawnhekk mhux kulħadd ikun dispost li jagħmilha ma' nittama lill-maġġoranza jkunu u naraw l-ewwel x'għamlu minn huma u t-tieni jekk ħaqhom x'postom u t-tielet forsi kif jikkomparaw ma' dawk iż-żminijiet għaliex mingħajr ma trid tiegħek taraħ l-ikbar kulħadd jifraħ b'rixu imma qed nuru li fejn tidħol l-individwalità għandna l-kapaċità. U għalhekk illum se nippruvaw nirrikonoxxu dan il-fatt li aħna ma għandna xejn nipproduċu ħlief il-materja prima tal-bniedem, it-taħlit sabiħ li kellna matul is-sekli qed jipproduċi wkoll il-kapaċitajiet tagħna, it-talenti tagħna. U se niffoka l-iżjed, għax inkella din tiġi issa sensiela ta' biografiji li jiena mill-ewwel anke ġimgħa l-oħra meta introduċejta ma nixtieqx nagħmel. Mhijiex sempliċiment biex inkunu nafu meta twilet u meta miet, għalkemm dawn ħafna drabi ikollok issemmihom biex tpoġġi l-bniedem f'kuntest tiegħu fejn kien jgħix meta kien jgħix u allura ma mint qablu. Se nippruvaw nażlu nies li jew nisimgħu ħafna fuqhom imma ma nafu xejn. Titaqa' ma' nies fit-triq. Nikolo iżwar, żgur dak magħruf hu, Pariġi hu magħruf. Smir Franċiżi, ma tkunx taf ħafna iktar. Jew inkella, u pereżempju llum se nitkellmu l-ewwel fuq mużiċist. Nikolo ħattieni wieħed il-ġimgħa d-dieħla. Imma ġbartu f'stil differenti u se nitkellmu fuq Michelangelo li huwa meqjus bħala magħruf ħafna. Imma se nitkellmu fuq nies li mhumiex tal-mużika huma nies li setgħu ħallew valur letterarju. Imma mhux valur letterarju li huma Maltin li aħna għadna naqrawhom, Maltin li aħna għadna nistudjawhom, Maltin li aħna għadna nsibuhom fl-eżamijiet tal-istudenti tagħna l-università. Għandhom ġieħ kbir, ma dawk forsi tkun sensiela tip differenti minn di. Imma se nitkellmu pereżempju fuq Scalesi, Marius Scalesi, min sema bih. Kważi ħadd, imma għandu relazzjoni ma' Malta. Kien magħruf fi Franza. Fernand Grech, li kien membru tal-Akkademja tal-Franċiżi, tal-letteratura, tal-famuża lingwa Franċiża, Laurent Ropin, li forsi ġieli tkellimna fuqu. Se nitkellmu fuq Barth inħobb insemmih jiena li għamel fama kbira ġo Vienna. Meta huwa kixef u skopra ċertu avvanzi tal-għajnejn tal-bniedem. Jew Agostin Cauchy, dana huwa wara kollox Cauchy, palma kien il-goalkeeper tal-Alġerija minra il-tazza tal-futbol Afrikana milux f'Jannar tal-2010 li wkoll huwa ġenju tal-matematika. Konti ċantar ovvjament li wieħed għandu jgħid xi ħaġa dwaru. Qegħdin nitkellmu fuq nies li għalkemm nafu ħafna fuqhom, imma jiena għamilt eżerċizzju qabel ma tlaq tal din is-sensiela, insaqsi nies li għandhom ċerta kultura, ma jfissirx li dan il-programm jabbis sal dawk in-nies laqas xejn, imma meta nsaqsi dak li ngħidulu aħna il-bniedem fit-triq bl-Ingliż, dak jista' jgħidlek ejwa Brigella hawn it-triq il-ħamrum. Imma f'moħħu ma jkollux ċar biżejjed eżattament x'għamel f'ħajtu da. Sa jiena semmejt ismijiet bla doċċa hawnhekk bħala eżempju. Ma se nitkellmu anke ma' nies li għalkemm ikollhom il-kultura u jien il-daw intervistajthom apposta fuq bħala sondaġġ, bħala studju, isma' smajt fuq dan, smajt fuq dan, smajt fuq. U tiskanta kemm jgħidulek, jaħseb kemm nixtieq ikun naf xi ħaġa iżjed. U din is-sensiela, malli din is-sensiela ġiet imxandra, nirringrazzja lil dawk li għamluli reazzjoni immedjata mid-dinja akademika, napprezza ħafna ħafna l-input tagħhom, suġġerimenti, u xi wħud mis-suġġerimenti jagħmlu ħafna sens. Pereżempju, li niffukaw kemm jista' jkun fuq ċertu perjodi, jiġifieri ma niftħux bl-addoċċ għaliex imbagħad nintilfu. Suġġeriment verament interessanti ta' professur li jixtieq ħafna ġid lil tixrid tal-kultura u Malta minn dubju u ta' kontribut kbir għaliha wkoll li ma nażlux politiċi u laqas nies letterarji kif qatt fil-bidu li għadna naqrawhom biex ngħidu hekk. Għaliex? Għaliex fuq dawn forsi smajna iżjed. Min jikteb jiġi stampat, min jiġi stampat jiġi moqri il-fama tiegħu tiġri iżjed. Mela allura forsi dak nafu biżejjed jew nafu diġà ftit fuqu mhux ħażin. Imma maħniex se nagħżlu politiċi pereżempju għaliex fil-politika di m'għandix taqsam ma' politika partiġjana għax ma konna nista' nsemmu nies li għadhom ħajjin, konna nista' nsemmu nies li huma mejtin. Imma fil-politika wkoll nisimgħu ħafna għamel darba. Nredden jiena għażel fl-aħħar programm qatt ħafna li xi kultant aħna mażdin fiha l-politika nisimgħu wisq, esposti wisq. Għalhekk se nagħtuha serħan hawnhekk nippruvaw ma ħallux tiddomina din is-sensiela. Imma jiena niftaħ ukoll l-invit tiegħi li min l-istedina tiegħi miftuħa għal dawk li min forsi għandu f'moħħu xi ħadd li minn dejjem xtaq ikun jaf xi ħaġa u ma jafx nieħdu l-isfida u nfittxu dwaru. Illum kif għattilkom se nażlu li nitkellmu biex anke nibdew fuq stil differenti. Ma fra Professor Richard Dival, Australian, il-professur li qed jirrestawra mużika ta' Maltin li fil-fema tiegħu u ta' ħafna Maltin li huwa jsemmi matul l-intervista għax aħna billi nitkellmu ma' barrani ma jfissirx ma napprezzawx l-isforzi li saru minn ħafna Maltin seri li dana qiegħed jaraf il-valur ta' mużika li ġiet komposta f'dawn il-gżejjer fis-sekli 18-19 f'dan il-każ u li din il-mużika tħabbata ma' kompożituri li minħabba il-pożizzjoni li kienu daw saru magħrufin ħafna iżjed. U għaw jistgħu nsemmu l-Bach, Rossini u ħafna oħrajn. Ngħid minħabba fil-pożizzjoni fejn kienu ħafna drabi anke ġeografikament tagħmel differenza. Għaliex jekk dak iż-żmien kont il-Maestro di Cappella, per eżempju, ta' katedral f'pajjiż Ġermanja jew Franza fejn kulħadd kien imur jisma beħġaru u jsir jaf kulħadd bik malajr. Skont fejn tkun, jekk kien hemm moda qawwija u nies bil-beni f'idejhom biex iħallsu u jsostnu lil dawn il-kompożituri Wagner u oħrajn ħalli jsiru popolari, inti kellek ċans tixteret il-fama tiegħek mal-Ewropa kollha ħafna iktar malajr milli konġo gżira żgħira u l-katedrali għat l-imdina jew il-Knisja Konventwali ta' San Ġwann il-Belt u li ħassir magħruf mal-Ewropa kollha kienet iktar diffiċli u għalhekk qed jammira pereżempju Nikolo Iżwar li Il-profetta ruħu u bidel il-ġeografija tiegħu mill-belt kapitali La Valette mar fil-belt kapitali Pariġi għax hemmhekk sab udjenza qusha, sab sosten akbar, sab kompetizzjoni u allura seta' javvanza. U meta avvanza sar magħruf. Kulhom hija tem ma' n-nies onorati tal-mużika fuq l-Opera di Parigi ta' Garnier ġo Pariġi. Imma mal-professur Richard Dival se nagħmlu intervista nħaqas mu f'żewġ programmi se jitkellem iktar fuq Michelangelo Vella li huwa Malti li kiteb ħafna mużika sagra u l-mużika sagra smajtu anke naħseb fi programmi oħra minn nies li huma eqreb tal-mużika minni wieħed qed jitkellem ma' bniedem li kiteb il-mużika sagra. Ma' l-mużika sagra kienet mużika tipo li tista' tkun mat-top 20 biex ngħidu hekk mhux uffiċjalment għaliex il-mużika fl-antik Malta kienet tinstema' fit-toroq f'dik li hija Raħħala u ġvera, mbagħad kienet tinstema' fit-toroq meta kien ikun hawn servizzi militari, imma kienet tinstema' l-iżjed regolari fil-knejjes il-kbar fejn tmuru tisma' l-orkestra ddoq jew tisma' organi ddoq jew tisma' l-aħna ta' vuċijiet u l-jien, tinstema' wkoll fit-teatru meta kien ikun hemm l-opra. U għalhekk kienu limitati l-postijiet li tistisma' ma kinux joħorġu d-diski bħallum. U għalhekk nistgħu nobsru li minn kiteb mużika sagra dak iż-żmien kien qed jaħdem għall-widna wkoll fil-fatt għandna xhieda diversi papiet minn żminar żmien ikkontrollaw u ġibdu r-riedni biex ma jħallux li din il-mużika tkun iktar xi ħaġa popolari milli sagra vera u tiġbor in-nies fl-ispiritu tagħhom lejn Alla. U għalhekk aħna se nitkellmu b'dan il-mod. Imma profetta jitruħi wkoll li mal-professur Dival insirna fiżjed dwar l-ordni ta' Malta. Dana se nagħmlu bil-liċenzja tagħkom, jiġifieri kemm se nitkellmu f'din sensiela fuq nies li tneħħilhom il-kappell, lil Richard Dival inqdejt bil-preżenza tiegħu bis-saħħa ta' Dr. Simon Merċiqa li huwa il-kap tal-Istitut tal-Istudju tal-Mediterran li fih il-professur Dival jagħmel ukoll korsijiet imma huwa wkoll kavallir ta' Malta. U tant kellimna fuq il-kavalliri ta' Malta f'sensiliet li ntella minn hawnhekk jiena. Li hija opportunità li ma nix nitilfu ħassejt li kollna li xi ħadd u jgħidilna preċiżament x'qed tagħmel illum. Per eżempju li l-ordni ta' Malta kif baqgħet magħrufa u anke se nistaqsi għaliex magħrufa ta' Malta baqgħet meta ilhom 200 sena li telqu minnha. Tajjeb ukoll li nsiru nafu li per eżempju daw jimpjegaw eluf ta' nies mad-dinja kollha. X'qed jagħmlu llum? Aħna nafuhom bil-Bank tad-Demma u Malta nafuhom il-Kavallier ta' San Ġagbu. Nafuhom bil-bini kollu bata u ħafna ma xiex nafuhom u ma x'għamlu llum. U ġieli naraw anke f'xi filmati tal-aħbarijiet li St. John's Ambulance Brigade jew inkella St. John's Service jiġru ġo Franza, ġo l-Ġermanja, ġo l-Awstrija, ġo l-Polonja. Imma il-kavalliri, l-ordni ta' kavalliri ta' Malta u mifej ġibu l-flus, daw mistoqsijiet li ħanibda bihom ma' Richard Dival. U għalhekk ngħaddu għal l-ewwel parti tal-intervista tagħna miegħu. Thank you. our program.
Thank you very much.
Richard, and thank you for accepting to be with us today. The full title is Fra Professor Richard Duval. What is the Fra?
The Fras are the professed knights of the Order of Malta, the Knights of Malta who used to be here in Malta. They're religious. In other words, we're the male version of a nun, in effect. We're knights who've taken full religious vows of poverty, chastity and obedience, and we dedicate ourselves as much as we can to the charitable hospitaler refugee works of the Order of Malta around the world. And we're present, of course, in 120 countries. Malta, of course, will know much of our history because it's so intertwined with the Maltese people, but they don't know very much, it seems, about what we do today.
I was curious. You're being a knight of justice, and that's why you're called Fra. It's very similar to the system that was in Malta, prevalent at the time of the knights. What is the difference between a knight then and a knight like you now?
I don't carry a sword around in the street. I think that that's about it. We still wear the same church mantle and the stola, the maniple that goes over our shoulder and over our arms. We don't wear 18th century costumes. We certainly don't carry a sword around the street because I think in Australia we'd get rather nervous about the whole thing and I might be inclined to trip over it if they can get in the road. And particularly if you bring them back into Australia, the customs look at these things and they say, oh, not good. They're just the trappings, but nothing has changed at all in the Order of Malta. The knights who do this work for humanity are still there. We don't govern a big island now with 400,000 people. We actually govern our own smallest state in the world, I would imagine. In Rome, there are five palaces, including the recently given Palazzo Orsini, the great Piranesi Palace on the hill and the Aventine Hill, the Casa dei Rodi, and there are two palaces linked together on the Via Condotti, where the Grand Master and the Sovereign Council, the professed Fras, live. And there are convents of the Knights of Justice in Vienna, in Venice, in Naples, but there are only really about 27, 28 of us, what we call solemn religious profession. Now, at a time when most religious orders are reducing in numbers, the Order of Malta is in fact increasing in numbers, and there have been a large number of requests to take religious vocation in the order, and so we have a good number of people in simple vows, and then there are even more as novices, and there are more as aspirants, possibly about 60 in all. So the numbers over the next couple of years are going to double. This is extraordinary for an order that looked as though it was in decreasing. On the other hand, we have 2,500 members of the order who are in vows of obedience. That's like being an oblate, I think, or a tertiary. And then there are 9,000 third-class members, knights and magistral grace, honour and devotion, various. If you have a blue blood, you get a slightly different title.
Now, what are the qualifications to become a knight? It's part of vocation, obviously.
It's vocation.
Any other qualification? In the older days, it was the aristocracy mostly, the noble houses of Europe, which produced most knights.
This isn't exactly the case in Australia, because whilst we do have aristocrats in Australia, many of them don't mention it because many of them were sent out originally as convicts by the British government, but they weren't sent out as convicts. The Maltese came as wonderful citizens, and they make a great contribution to Australia, and their children and their grandchildren now are really reaching major positions, including in the arts, as singers, particularly as singers.
Yeah, especially one young girl who won a big title in Australia only a couple of years ago.
Amelia Ferruggia.
There you are.
But there's a wonderful young tenor called Chris Pusietta, who is in Cologne. No, it's Cologne singing, and I've just worked with a terrific young tenor, Brenton Spiteri, in a concert of Mozart in Melbourne a short while before I came over. I'm very close to the Maltese community. They call me an honorary Maltese.
Exactly.
And the order in Australia does work amongst the Maltese community. And we, of course, have Maltese members of the order in Australia. I think we have 8 or 9.
Maltese Australians,
including one of them who is a remarkable woman who lives in my building. And her name is Professor Mary Gallia, and she's the Professor of Physiotherapy at the University of Melbourne, my own university, but she is really the world authority on stroke rehabilitation through physiotherapy, and she's had spectacular success, and she's being asked to go continually to the UK, to Denmark, to Sweden, to Israel, to give classes and to lecture in this area.
Nice to hear.
She was here 2 years ago and then came to Lourdes with the Maltese.
You keep throwing at me these words which mean a lot because they open a door or two. Lourdes, for example, I understand, first of all, Malta. You are very close to the Maltese community in Australia, but you are a frequent visitor to Malta, am I right?
You're quite right. I come here at least once a year. this year twice a year, because I've just come from a solemn religious profession in Chicago, 10 days of research in Rome, and now I've come back to Malta for 2.5 weeks, and I'm continuing the work on editing early Maltese music. But I generally tend to come in early-ish April, spend some weeks here, and then I travel with the Maltese Association of the Order of Malta to Lourdes, and they take 2 plane loads of the sick, Maltese sick, and their own members, and they take them all to Lourdes for the 5 days, 4 days, 5 days, and it's a remarkable experience if you go to Lourdes in this situation with the sick. The Australians tend to link up with the Irish. There's this long association between Ireland and Australia, of course. But several of us now come and go over with the Maltese. And so I know the members of the association here very well. You're very lucky. I mean, they're really remarkable men and women who make a major contribution to, and very quietly, to life for the underprivileged or the sick in this marvellous chain of islands.
Out of curiosity, because you go to Lourdes mostly because of the association of your role in the Order of St. John. It's part of the activities organised by the Order. But out of curiosity, today's situation with the knights, you mentioned it's quite growing. Is there any particular country or continent, should I say, where it is more deeply rooted or popular?
Well, it's more deeply rooted in Europe, but it is rapidly growing in other parts of the world. The largest number of members, curiously, belong in the United States, and they are phenomenally active. But there are now 250 members in Australia, but Australia covers New Zealand, Hong Kong, Japan, Thailand, Vietnam. There is a 40-member association, which Australia started, in Singapore, and some of the most prominent men and women in Singapore, including the deputy president, and they've become a tower of strength to the church, so that when the tsunami hit, they were already in. When there was the big earthquake in Aceh recently, they went in immediately. The order is growing in Japan. It now has a small delegation in Hong Kong. One of our areas is aged care, not only the Hong Kong authorities, but quite frankly the Chinese authorities, who've shown great interest, particularly the aged care work that the order does in the United Kingdom in association with St. John Ambulance.
Which so is also present in France, Germany.
And also now in Hungary, where they have 900 employees alone. Now, I should tell you, people think of the Order of Malta today as being quite a smallish organisation, but it has full-time 20,000 employees. There are something like between 600,000 and 800,000 supporters of the order. Before, the French and the Germans and the English used to do their hospitaler works in a fragmentary way, in isolation. But now a hospitaler, a remarkable man called Albrecht von Berzelager from the south of Germany, he describes himself as a cow farmer, but I think he's a property owner. He has organised all of the association's hospitaler works and refugee works in under one international mantle, so that we do our local work or international works out of Australia or other places by ourselves, but we also do things internationally in a united way. So, for example, recently we've had this terrible earthquake and then a second earthquake in Haiti. The order has a hospital there within days for 62 beds, I think. There are 3 or 4 teams at the time of my speaking from the order in Haiti. The Americans are rushing many more doctors and Haitian US-trained doctors back to Haiti as I'm speaking now, and there's a huge amount of work taking place. Now, the annual budget of the Order of Malta in Australian dollars, well, in euros, I think is about $1.3 billion. That's a lot of money. And the Order is active in 120 countries around the world. It is a sovereign entity, which means that it's an identity in international law. This might sound rather grand, but it means that the Order, over 100 countries, probably approaching 110, actually has access through diplomatic means and diplomatic baggage for its medical...
It's considered as a small state.
It is a small state, there's no doubt about that. Mm-hmm. But it means that we have diplomatic access. So whereas some countries, such as when Ceausescu was in Romania, wouldn't let medical aid in for people who were against his regime, the Order was able to get massive amounts of aid in. In Islamic countries, and we have relations with many Islamic states, we're able to get aid in very easily. And through varying ways, we're able to get medical supplies even into Israel. the Israeli Red Cross aren't a member of the International Red Cross, so at times they've said, well, we don't want to take medical supplies, but pressure is on there and they do take it. The order, I should say, runs the Holy Family Hospital in Jerusalem, where over the past 10 years they've had, I think, 46,000 births. Now, this is probably the largest women and children's hospital in the Palestinian territories, but it services everybody, Muslim people, Christian people, Jewish people. Our job is simply
to serve
for the sick and the poor and refugees, and because of this worldwide basis now, we're able to get a huge amount done. Where does the money come from? Investments and properties, but also from the United Nations, Canadian government, German government, French government, Americares. Australian government recently gave $750,000 towards rebuilding three hospitals that were bombed in southern Lebanon. It comes from many different places, but the administrative team required to service and distribute the money is literally zero. So almost all of the money that comes into the Order of Malta as donations actually reaches the people that it's intended, and I think probably our record would be second to none.
Nħilhom il-kappell. Il-professur fra Richard Divan mill-Awstralja, restauratur ta' mużika antika, u qudimnet għandu kompożituri antiki Maltin, qiegħed ifhemna din il-parti tal-intervista x'inhu x-xogħol tal-Ordni tal-Kavalleri ta' Malta li baqgħet magħrufa fid-dinja llum. Komplu simgħu. Nħilhom il-kappell. Where would you put Malta? I know that there are knights of Malta, and knights like you, and very hard-working knights as well. But where would you put it in view of all the work, of all the operations of the order worldwide? Because Malta obviously has a big place historically, but where would you put it today?
Exactly where you said it, because the roots of our order are absolutely embedded in Malta. So there's enormous affection for the order worldwide. For Malta, it's been a terribly important move that the Maltese government some years ago, after the Mintoff government, allowed Maltese nationals to join the order as members, because this means that there's a worldwide gathering of people who have a close association with Malta. There are many extremely prominent businessmen and women who are members of the order. They visit Malta, they've brought investment to the islands, they've brought tourism to the islands. So it comes down to finance. It's a hard, blunt thing, but Malta needs all the financial support that it can. It's a small but strategically important country, particularly strategically important these days, not just because it sits in the middle of the Mediterranean as in Napoleon's time, but because it sits between the Islamic world and Europe. This is important.
East and West, practically.
East and West. There is, of course, as most Maltese would know, a professed Knight of Justice. That's Fra John Chrétien, who lives right on the top of Fort St. Angelo, and the order has restored all of the top. We're not responsible for anything but the top. There's a few architectural problems, I gather, on the structure itself, and I think that they'll be very quickly looked at. But after St. John's Co-Cathedral, Fort St. Angelo is the most important architectural monument for Maltese history because of the role it played in the Great Siege. I'm very proud of the restoration work that the order has done there. They, of course, run the blood bank, or one of them here. They have their big embassy in St. John's Cavalier.
As well.
But the Maltese Association have a wonderful association headquarters in the Casa Lanfreducci, which people may not know, but it's the building immediately to the back of the old ruined opera house, just inside the main gate, old Knight's Palace. It was probably very badly damaged in the war, I would have thought.
Yeah.
But I think Roger Di Giorgio and the Maltese, who was then president of the association, and all the Maltese members got together and they restored it. And it's beautiful. And the activity that's in there, there are generally four or five people in the building. In there doing works. Last Sunday, so this will be 2 weeks ago when your radio program
and
goes
towards the end of January,
the Knights had an investiture here in the oratory in St. John's Co-Cathedral, which is so beautiful to see the mantles.
So meaningful.
Very meaningful. But then the next day, they were all out of their church mantles and they were into, you know, they weren't in their suits. They were in rougher gear because they took, I think, 150 fairly poor people. People from around the dockyards area and from the rougher ends, the poorer ends of Valletta. And they took them all by bus, older people, children, up to a wonderful hotel for a fun day. And they were provided with mass. Monsignor Valle did the mass. And then the kids had a lot of fun. Gifts were provided. A three-course meal was provided for everybody. A very good meal, I might add. And then lots of fun games, again for the kids, face painting, magicians, gifts, presents for all of them, plus presents for all of the adults that were there as well.
And most of it, I would say, is done on the quiet.
Yes.
I get that impression.
Yes, it is done on the quiet. And I sometimes it's good for our works to be done on the quiet. At other times, we are our own worst enemy, where the Order of Malta's international works are probably our best-kept secret. And I don't think that actually should be the case, because the work that we do around the world, even in arbitration between countries, which we do, is very important. Recently, our Grand Hospitaller, Bersalaga, addressed the Security Council, or the United Nations itself, and his speech to the United Nations is on the Order of Malta official site, the website, and it's an inspired speech about protection of innocents and civilians in this world. He's a great man, and it summed up, I thought, the work very much that the Order of Malta does internationally now. But imagine the Order having the ability to be able to go in and address. That's where our entity status has the ability for us to be able to really advertise our good works and advertise the plight of the sick or the dispossessed. Now, I should tell you, at the moment, apart from being in Haiti, we're in the Sudan, in the Western Sudan, and we've been there 7 or 8 years. We have been in Somalia. We have 102 people on the ground in Afghanistan doing work, and there are major teams in northern Pakistan still after those terrible earthquakes that took place there. That's just a few of the places where the Order is active.
One last curiosity about the Knights before we move on to the musicians. It's called, and you keep referring to it rightfully, as the Order of Malta. Did they ever care to the Order that it was called of St. John, of St. John of Jerusalem, of St. John of Jerusalem of Rhodes, and then of Malta? After 200 years that the Knights left Malta, did it ever care that the Order would have a different name? Malta stuck.
Well, we seem to have taken the name of the city or the country where we are. We're based in Rome, but we are not going to be the Order of Rome.
No.
We will always be the Order of Malta. But yes, you're right. Our full title is the Sovereign Military and Hospitaller Order of St. John of Jerusalem, of Rhodes, and of Malta. It reads like a travelogue through 900 years of history.
But not of Rome, as you have pointed
out. Not of Rome. No, we're of Malta.
Why do you think Malta stuck? Was it because in Malta it has its best years, most probably? It was so famous while it was in Malta, I would imagine.
It could be really terrible to say, because the Maltese are such nice people that we decided to keep Malta as its name.
Very nice of you. Well, it's a curiosity which always, you know, it's up in my mind. You are also, or were, for a number of years, the music director of the State Opera.
I was music director of the Victoria State Opera in Melbourne for 30 years. So I've conducted 150 different operas, and that ranges from all the Monteverdis, a moderate amount of contemporary stuff, but the music I was probably best at was Rameau, Gluck, Mozart, Verdi, Berlioz, some Wagner, Richard Strauss. You have to, like Michael Laus with the National Orchestra, and he does it very well, I tried to do my best. The singers were always happy when I was in the orchestra pit, because I was always called the singer's friend, because I would watch them and I would breathe with them, and I'd allow them to create the drama. They'd feel comfortable.
Was it music that got you onto the Order of St. John? Was it an association, could I ask that?
Well, it was an association of the emotion in music, which makes you very open to religious charism. But I was not religious when I was younger at all. I love history, I read history, and I always stayed away from religion because of things that I'd read in history. But I was a St. John ambulance cadet, and the history stuck. For some reason, and then in 1980 I was asked by our then Australian president, Sir James Godbole, who is a great Australian Italian, but who's also very close to the Maltese community, and who has been quite a few times to Malta now with his wife. He asked me to give a talk, and I spoke about their hospital and medical history, and I'm afraid they never let me go. And I became a convert to the church in 1984. I mean, if someone had said to me 20 years ago that I was going to be a brother, or a monk, or a friar, I'm not sure what the exact term is, I can never figure it out. In a religious order, I'd have been rather surprised. But it's happened, and these things happen to us in our lives. Life takes interesting turns, and it's the Holy Spirit working in its strange way. Well, it worked in a wonderful way with me. I'm a very happy man.
And you did it musically.
I'm still doing a certain amount of conducting. Mm. I'm Associate Professor of Music at the University of Melbourne, but I mainly now do musicology, either early Australian music, and there was a large number of very interesting composers who came to Australia before, say, the Second World War. But in the 1850s, 1860s, people from Italy, Germany, France, United States even, United Kingdom. And this music has stayed there. But I also do Baroque music, Baroque opera. I'm editing the complete works of the music of our Grand Master, one of his ancestors. He has two composers. This is Fra Matthew Festing, who's the current Grand Master of the Order of Malta, who is a He's the son of a field marshal and a very, very brilliant general, I gather.
Very traditional qualifications for the post.
Yes, it was a good qualifications, actually, because Fra Matthew went to Sandhurst. He's been in the Grenadier Guards, good army career. He's very artistically minded. But one day he said to me, I've got some composers in my family. One of them was Morris Green, the English composer, quite well known, but I don't know the music all that well. But one of his ancestors, the other one, was a Michael Christian Festing. And I've found about 40 works by Festing so far. Concerto Grossi, violin sonatas, trio sonatas, a couple of cantatas, and I'm editing the lot because the music is of equal importance to Handel.
Inħallu dik il-parti u naddu issa biex nitkellmu iktar fuq is-suġġett il-għala tersaqt lej il-professur Deval u din hija il-parti ma' Fra Richard Deval u din id-darba se jispjegalna iktar ħajdħol iktar fuq ix-xogħol qed jagħmel ta' restawr fuq il-mużika u allura nitkellmu llum fuq Michelangelo Vella li kien ukoll il-maestro di kappella tal-isla imma aktar tard stabbilixxa ruħu wkoll Maestro di Cappella ta' Bormla. U għalhekk interessanti nisimgħu it-tip ta' mużika li huwa qiegħed jirrestawra u li qiegħda taffaxxinah kemm lilu kemm insħabu ġol l-Università l-Awstralja u kemm lilna hawnhekk l-orkestra tagħna jsemmi l-Michael Laws ukoll u għalhekk tajjeb li nkunu aħna wkoll aġġornati ta' dan il-moviment sabiħ entużjażmu li qiegħed isir illum. Għalikom fra Professor Richard Deval. One lucky thing for Malta is that you also study musicians and their scores historically in a way because you pick them up from one, two, three centuries ago.
It was terribly important that I try and do something also for Malta. I'm a musician, so how can I make a contribution as a member of the order? I'm not an architect that can restore buildings, but I can restore music.
What is it exactly that you do when you say you restore music?
Well, it was Don Juan Nazzapati that got me onto this. This marvellous priest and historian who's the director of the Vignacourt Museum at Rabat. And he had quite a collection of manuscript music there. And he said, I want you to look at this. And I looked at this music, mainly at the time, Masses, etc., by Francesca Azzopardi. There's a big collection in the Umdina Cathedral, which he also put together. But Don Juan put his own collection together then at the Vignacourt. And so I started editing the music. I get the manuscript. I can read the shorthand very often that composers of this time used. And then I type the scores into a computer. Into a music program, a very modern program, and I type it in for the violins, the organ, all the voices, the oboes, the cellos and basses, and then when I've done four or five bars, I can press a button and my computer will play that music back to me with using the sounds of violins. In doing that, then I also just press a button after I've finished the work and the performing parts pop out. Now, by that I mean if an orchestra plays a piece of music, each instrument has its own line of music, has to have its own part, and this program shoots out the part. So I can give these beautifully printed parts then to Michael Laws, and he's done some of these, or Joseph Vellabondin or Joe Vella, these marvellous people on Malta that you've got that do this music, and they can perform this music. Now, I've edited between 170 and 200 works. Some of them are short, some of them are extremely long. One of the works of Visuada's 40 minutes long, for example. And the main composers, and I like to concentrate on the period of the order in Malta, 1798, but of course I've stretched right beyond that up to the 1850s.
Especially in Niccolò Isouard's case, because he carried on his activity, perhaps.
Yes, but I've done nothing of Isouard after 1798, because all of his sacred music was written either in Naples or for the Cathedral of St. John, and he took all of that music with him when he left with Napoleon and established himself in Paris, and there are 34 major works. Now, if you can imagine Mozart masses, written in Salzburg at the time, for organ, for strings, for woodwinds, for choir, and for four soloists. Most of Isouard's music is exactly like this. Full-length masses, magnificats, te deums, dixit dominuses, shorter antiphons, works for castratos. St. John's co-cathedral had a musical establishment like the cathedral at Salzburg. So what Mozart had available, Isouard and Nazzapati, etc., also had available.
Yeah.
And when this music comes alive, Malta has its art, which you treasure, and it's well known. You have your architecture. Well, you can't escape it. It's around you everywhere. But not much is known about your music. And in doing this, that I'm doing proper editions, and these editions now are being published. The first six works have just been issued in a Paris-based music publishing house, a very estimable, very venerable one, very high quality. They've just been published, and one of the works has been performed here on Malta already, and they're selling very well, because they're works for flutes, of course.
Exactly. Once you mentioned these publications, you have one here, which is a recent publication, right? And it's about Michelangelo Vella, born in 1710 and died 1792, the stretch of the 18th century, 24 sonatas. Is this one of the publications you were mentioning?
It's published by Lyrebird Press. So that's the old Oiseau Lyre publication. It was founded in Paris in the late 1920s by an Australian. So these six sonatas, first six of 24 sonatas by Don Michelangelo Vella have appeared. He is a very interesting man.
Yeah, we would like to hear a little bit about him.
Almost nothing of Vella and Vella's music was known up till maybe a couple of years ago. Don Juan obtained a set of parts, printed in Paris in 1768, of six sonatas for three violins, harpsichord and cello, by Michelangelo Vella. They were dedicated to his patron, one of the knights in the Vignacourt family, like Alof de Vignacourt, but later. He was the prior of Champagne in France in about the 1760s, and he wrote these remarkable pieces, but no one had really done anything with them except Joe Vellabondon, who I think had performed one of them, put it together. But no score had been issued, so I sat down and typed the score in laboriously, because it's an hour. Well, they're 20 minutes long, or 15 minutes long each, so it's an hour and a half of music. But Vella, suddenly, when you see this in print, all the parts together with the harpsichord part realised, you realise that Vella was an extremely important composer. He was equal to Johann Christian Bach, or Carl Philipp Emanuel Bach, who were his contemporaries, the Bach sons. Mm-hmm. And these six works are one of the finest that I've ever come across in this genre, and they will be published fairly soon also by Lyrebird Press. The invention in the works is so extraordinary, and each violin line, there are three of them, is equal. So the bottom line just doesn't play something boring. They all are quite equal. And his musical invention, his counterpoint, his thematic use, is quite extraordinary. We know so little about Vella's music. We have these six sonatas. Soon after I finished working on these sonatas, I found another 24 sonatas for flutes in Dresden. And we think that they were sent there by the Queen of Naples, who was a Saxon princess, to her brother, who was a flautist, like Frederick the Great. Mm-hmm. And so we get these 24 sonatas, only in parts, but for three flutes. And the workmanship, the counterpoint, the thematic use, the movement for the players, the interest for each player, is extraordinary.
Do we have any recordings of his music?
There are recordings being contemplated now between Decca and Oiseau Lyre, who used to run, of course, a recording company. And I'll hear when I get back to Australia what the negotiations have been going on in London. They're marvellous works. Four of the flute sonatas have been recorded in Australia, because we had a launch of the first volume of six sonatas. We had 200 people turn up. Of course, a lot of Maltese, and even Maltese members of the order. So we played them on recorders. We played them on Baroque wooden flutes. We played them on modern metal flutes. And everyone said, well, they're terrific.
Għanaddu biex nisimgħu silta minwet li ġiet irranġata għaw Malta u li tresqet bħala eżempju tal-kompożizzjoni ta' Vella. U nissubtaw bl-intervista.
Now Oiseau Lyre, Lyrebird, are actually planning a Chinese edition of these sonatas, because there's so many flute players in China. And the number of works written for three solo flutes is very, very small. And here you have first-rate music. Now, apart from the string works and these 24 sonatas, we only have one other work of real significance, and that's a symphony that I found through Simon Mechirka at the University of Malta at the archives at the church in Kospikua, and that was a symphony. A single movement symphony, but purely Vella, absolute Vella, completely. And it's wonderful. I've offered it to Michael Laus, and perhaps I might come back here and maybe do a couple of concerts myself. The only other music that we have, about six or seven introits or religious works, the bishop at the time, I think it was Alperin, put his foot down on the church musicians and said, now look, we're not having a lot of secular music being played. We want it to be really religious and simple. And so Vela didn't get much of a chance to compose, but he must have composed some theatre music, or he must have composed instrumental music for the nights. And the great hope that I have is that people in Malta, in their homes, old families, might have any old scraps of music that will look nothing to them, but to a musicologist, they may be very, very important. So to any listeners, I would say, go to Don Juan or to Simon Michirka at the university and say, I have this old manuscript. If it's manuscript, then it's important music. And even if they want to keep it, it's terribly important we get a photocopy of it, and then try and identify it. So that this heritage, and it is Malta's heritage, is available in libraries and then is available to be performed. Somewhere here on Malta are many other works by Michelangelo Vella. He's an important composer, and we desperately want to find them.
Fl-1710 l-kompożitur Malti Michelangelo Vella kien għallem lill-famuż kompożitur Malti ieħor Nikolo Iżwar Xwieb li għamel isem Pariġi fi żmien Napoleon. Michelangelo twieled familja sinjura l-isla u jitqies fost il-kompożituri ewlenin tal-mużika sagra. Fl-1730 mar jistudja l-mużika l-Konservatorio Pietà dei Turchini, Napli, meta fl-1734 tem l-istudji tiegħu għal-saċerdot u rċieva l-Ordni Sagra f'Diċembru fil-Knisja Parrokjali ta' Aċerra Napli. Erba snin wara rritorna Malta fej beda jservi bħala saċerdot l-isla u maestro di kappella. Mal-ewwel ir-riforma l-istudji tal-mużika f'Malta, daħħal it-teknika professjonali u tella l-livell fl-linja ma' Napli. Studenti li ħarreġ huwa kienu jinkludu lill-iżwar, kif semmejna, lil Salvatore Magri, Giuseppe Bullo, Antonio Freri u Francesco Azzoppardi. U aċċetta li jikkomponi diversi bċejjeċ għal parroċċi diversi f'Malta, sakemm fl-1762 inħatar maestro di kappella fil-parroċċa ta' Bormla, fej fl-1776, is-sena tad-dikjarazzjoni tal-indipendenza tal-Istati Uniti, mar joqgħod Bormla għal kollox wara l-mewt tommu. Mid f'Diċembru tal-1792, 6 snin qabel l-ordni tal-kavalliri spiċċaw minn Malta.
Għal-qur program tana tal-lum li kien mimli u interessanti u koll. Nittama li il-tarif li ġbarna jirrifletti tajjeb ħafna u għedħu kavalieri ta' Malta għamilna ftit licenzja biex ġbarna da' kollu li għanna fuqa fuq l-attività tal-ordni ta' Malta l-lu. U t-tieni anki billi ħaris naftit lej Michelangelo Vella. Nittama l-program. Oġobkom u sakemm reġun ta' għaw. Għallun t-minti jem minnaħa ti għajt naħilom il-kappel ċar xwireb n-semmikom.